Hello and welcome from Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. This podcast you're about to hear was recorded at our Booragoon campus. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what God has to say to you.
Fantastic. We've got some kids at the ready over here, but let me just do a little introduction before I get them up on stage to join me. I wonder if you've ever heard news that you couldn't believe. Perhaps it was election results. Perhaps it was when the pandemic hit, or 9/11, or the death of Princess Diana. Those moments in time where you can actually, if you were alive then, you remember where you were and what you were doing when the news hit. You probably remember what was on the TV screens on every channel. Kids, you might have heard news of sometime when maybe there's been damage at your school over the weekend and you're kind of like, is this real? Can I believe this? Is this true? Do you trust who's telling you the news? The news doesn't always have to be bad. Sometimes the news is good. Like when Krispy Kreme came to Perth in 2014. You know, we didn't have to continue smuggling the Krispy Kremes through the airport when you'd come from somewhere else. People of Perth were so intrigued that the day that Krispy Kreme launched at Whitfords, 73,000 donuts were sold on the one day. The hugest record for Krispy Kreme anywhere in the world, here in Perth. People flocked to experience the sugar rush of these famous Krispy Kreme donuts. Now we have one just around the corner. Perhaps the novelty has worn off, or maybe now all you want to do is go and get Krispy Kremes after church. But stick with me, don't get distracted by the donuts. The point is, news spreads and reliable witnesses share the story so that others can know what has happened and believe it is true. I wonder who you trust when you hear information. Do you believe all that you see on the screens? Are there certain news stations or radio broadcasts that you trust more than others? I'm glad the kids are listening. That's awesome. And maybe there's certain people that if they say it, then, well, it must be true. Who do you trust when it comes to receiving news? Well, this morning we're going to take a look at the Bible account of the most significant birth that was marked in history. Jesus, that's the one that we're here to talk about. God's own son was born, and this amazing news is important to share. So who does he share it with? Who does he share it with first? Was it the most important noble kings or the religious leaders or the news reporters? Well, no. He chooses a bunch of shepherds. Those who lived out of town on the mountainside with their sheep. And this morning, we have some rather clean and decent looking shepherds. Can you come on up and join us on the stage? Shepherds, bring your sheep with you. This is going to be like our green, grassy mountain hillside. So come on up, shepherds and sheep. Be careful as you come up those steps, and you can come and sit over here. Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks, John. All right. So we're going to read this story from Luke chapter 2. The words will be on the screen, but I know you want to see our amazing actors as they recount this story. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their hometown to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary. Here they come now. Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph and was expecting a child, as you can see. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. So come on up. Here's a place for you in Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. If only it was that easy. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And over here we have the shepherds who were living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their sheep at night. Now, no sleeping on the job, shepherds. I want you to count your sheep, make sure that you haven't lost any of them. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around. They were so frightened. Can you see? Thank you, shepherds, for your frightened, amazed faces. Now, I need you to listen up to what the angel had to say to you. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that it will bring great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Over this way. Point this way, angel. Yeah, excellent. Suddenly, all the other angels appeared in the sky. A company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, so many of them, filling the sky. They were happy and delighted to be there. Angels, show us your happy faces. You can wave hello to everybody. The angels were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace, sorry, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." And then they disappeared. Off you go, angels. Thank you very much. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off to Mary and Joseph. Sheep, you can stay there. Okay. The shepherds hurried off. Thanks, Eleanor, making sure that Elijah comes too. So they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. Shepherds, you can head on off this way as well. And the people that heard it, this message about Jesus, were amazed at what the shepherds had to say to them. I can see Nick's amazed. Well done. Anybody else amazed at what the shepherds are telling you? But Mary treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned. Come and get your sheep, shepherds. They were glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. All right. Thank you to our angels and our shepherds, our fantastic sheep, and to Mary and Joseph. Thank you for joining us. All right. Now is also a good time, or actually any time you like. Kids, if you want to get an activity sheet, we do have some here at the front so that you can follow along with us as we continue this morning. So good to have the kids joining us for the whole service today. Now, in MPK, we often do a quick recap of the story. So if you got distracted by things, let's go through five quick parts of this story. Firstly, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Then secondly, an angel came to tell the shepherds. Better than a neon sign, probably slightly more frightening. Then thirdly, even more angels appear singing in the sky. What an incredible sight and sound that must have been. Then part four is that the shepherds go to check the news out. They go and see if this is real. They see Jesus, they discover it's true. There he is, lying in the manger. Then part five, the shepherds go and tell everyone. Perhaps they were singing or skipping or shouting or just bubbling over with joy and wonder as they declared the news. Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, has been born in Bethlehem. I love the buzz of kids in the room. So good. You know, God trusted the shepherds. God trusted the shepherds to tell others the news of Jesus. I wonder if you would have chosen shepherds to tell, to trust. I wonder why God chose shepherds. Well, let's unpack some of the questions that you might be asking. First of all, who are shepherds? Well, yes, they are people who look after sheep. But despite what you might have seen in many nativity scenes and on Christmas cards, something that I found very interesting is that shepherds probably weren't middle-aged men with beards. Surprising. When you consider the shepherds of the Bible, David, before he was king, was a young boy. It was the job of the youngest in the family to lead and protect the sheep. But it's also quite common for young women to care for sheep, like Zipporah and her seven sisters who met Moses at the well with their father's sheep. Moses ended up marrying Zipporah. And there's Rachel. In Genesis 29, verse 9, it says that she arrived at the well where Jacob was waiting with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherd. After several decades serving in India and Nepal and also being the president of the Baptist Union in New Zealand, Birla Wood claims that in Jesus' day and even today, about half of the shepherds in the world are women. So these shepherds were probably a bunch of women and teenagers and maybe some middle-aged men. So what you saw today was probably a more realistic picture of the shepherds than what you've imagined they were before. Being a shepherd was the lowest job. For the unmarried daughters and the youngest of the family, like David, almost forgotten about when Samuel came searching. Can you imagine living days out in the wild? No showers, they would have been stinky, pretty isolated, and they were not well respected. You see, during their time in Egypt, the Israelites came to despise and reject shepherds like the Egyptians did. They considered them unclean sinners. Not only because they were dealing with dead animals from time to time, but they were also accused of stealing. They were unreliable ruffians. Yes, strong and brave to protect their sheep, even as young men and women, but they were considered less than ordinary. So it's even more amazing that the birth of Jesus was announced to shepherds. God, in his grace and wisdom, shared this incredible world-changing news with shepherds. And they made sure it was true. They went to Bethlehem and found Jesus just as the angel had said. Then they told others. So David, we're going to jump to my next question. Who did Jesus come for? What characteristics do we see in the shepherds, the first people who saw Jesus? Well, Jesus is for the humble, the least, and the young. Jesus came for women and men, boys and girls. Jesus is for the lonely and the isolated. Jesus is for the stinky, unclean sinners. And we also know from the rest of this Christmas story and God's story in the Bible, the wider story, that Jesus came for everyone. His arrival is news to be shared. Perhaps if the Pharisees in the temple had heard the news first, they wouldn't have believed it. Perhaps they would have kept it for themselves. How did those first few people that heard this news respond? Well, the king wanted to kill him. Those in the temple praised God. The wise men gave him gifts. But the shepherds? The shepherds heard the news, checked it was true, and told everyone, Jesus is here. Woohoo! I can imagine them heel clicking as they ran through the streets of Bethlehem. I love the shepherds. If God trusted them with his important news and showed favor to them, then it reminds me that I am loved, trusted, favored. Because sometimes I am a stinky sinner. Sometimes I'm left out. But Jesus sees me, loves and cares for me. Jesus came for me and for each one of you. And he trusts us to share his news with others. Because he came so that everyone who believes in him can generously, graciously be forgiven for their stinky sin. Jesus came for us. So my third question is, what was it that the angels said? What was so important about this message that the shepherds heard and received? Well, at first the angel said, "Don't be afraid," and then said, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David," which is Bethlehem, where King David was also from, "a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And after giving instructions where to find him, then the sky filled with angels singing praise to God. They said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." You see, Jesus is royalty, descended from King David. Remember, the Roman Caesar Augustus had ordered everyone to go back to the place of their ancestors to be counted for the census. Micah had prophesied that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, and here we see it. The angel said that he is Saviour. The shepherds may have thought that Jesus had come to save people from the Romans, but there is also so much more to the story of Jesus. In fact, he is way more concerned about saving people from the problem of sin and our broken relationship with God. At the age of 33, Jesus gave up his life so that we can have forgiveness of sin. And because he is the powerful Son of God, he defeated death and sin and came alive again and is now preparing a place for us in heaven for all those who choose to accept this incredible gift of grace and love to forgive us. The angels called Jesus the Messiah, the Lord, the promised one who would deliver the people of Israel. Throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, prophets had proclaimed that God would send him, and now he's arrived. Messiah literally means anointed one, set apart for God's purpose. Jesus, the Lord, is the Son of God, the Messiah, and he has arrived. He is the one who brings peace. Isaiah 9:6 declares, "The son to be born will be called the Prince of Peace." And Jesus offers us peace with him both now and perfect peace in eternity. The shepherds were so excited to hear this news that they ran to see Jesus, and then they told others who were amazed too. But the shepherds only knew the first part of the news, the arrival. There is so much more to Jesus. I wonder if it's a little bit like Krispy Kreme just around the corner. We've lost some of the excitement and joy. We don't share Jesus and how amazing he is. In MPK this last term, we've been learning that Jesus is the good shepherd, as we read in John 10 and its connection to Psalm 23. So kids, I wonder if you can pay me some attention for a moment. Can you tell me some of the things that you know about the good shepherd? What's something that you remember? Annabelle? He protects his sheep, absolutely. Yes. He is the shepherd and we are his sheep. Is that what you said, Hannah? Thank you. Yes, we are his sheep. He knows our name. If we choose to love and listen to his voice, we can follow him as our good shepherd. Anything else, kids, that you can remember? Yes. Sorry, Diara, use a really loud voice. He'll give up his life for the sheep and also lead them around dangers. Yeah, he protects and leads us through the darkness into his light, in his truth and love. He's not like the hired hand, is he, who ran away scared when a wolf came? No, Jesus sticks with us. He laid down his life so that we could have an eternal life with him, the good shepherd. And he takes us to green grass and quiet still waters. He protects us and provides for us safety and rest for our souls. Jesus is the one who is our good shepherd that we can trust and follow. I wonder if you've been brave like those shepherds on the mountain over 2,000 years ago, brave enough to tell someone about Jesus, the good shepherd who cares for his sheep, us. What news do you trust? Have you checked out Jesus for yourself to know if it is true? What news about Jesus do you share? I mentioned it earlier, but I want to sincerely thank our MPK leaders. There's a few of you dotted around the room. That it has been such a joy to be able to share Jesus with you to the kids of our church. It's been my great joy to serve with you. And some of you may also lead in youth group or have a connect group or share outside of the walls of our church with others. And that's really wonderful. Because so often we just focus on who's already here. And we don't always think about who's outside of our walls. Pastor Nick recently told our team that in the National Church Life Survey, they have determined that almost half of the Australian population would attend church this Christmas if they were invited. There is a hunger to know Jesus, an interest in spiritual things. And next week we're going to have flyers so that you can take them with you as you invite people to come to church for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Kids, you might want to invite your teachers at school or friends, neighbours. Adults, you might want to invite some work colleagues or family members or friends that you haven't seen in a while. Begin praying now, as I have been the last few days since writing this, just thinking about who is it that God wants us to invite? Who needs to know Jesus, the good shepherd, who laid down his life for his sheep, the one who brings us life and life to the full, forgiveness of sin and peace as he leads us now and in eternity? As I close, I want to share with you a significant personal story, and I have permission from my nephew to share this. We put up our Christmas tree together each year. He comes around to my house and helps me put up the tree, and just yesterday we were doing it all over again, and it was just so lovely to have those conversations. A few years ago, when Clem was helping me put up the Christmas tree, we were listening to Christmas carols and he was asking lots of questions about the carols and who the songs were about, because Clem hadn't really been coming to church for a while. And as we chatted, I shared that the next day was going to be the MPK graduation and I was preaching on the Good Shepherd. Not sure if any of you remember that day. We had some shepherds and some sheep on stage again, but we didn't have a wolf. Well, I hadn't planned to have a wolf. So when I was telling Clem about it, he actually asked, who's going to be the wolf? And he volunteered to be the wolf that Sunday. He saw our year sixes graduate and he said, you know what? I'd like to be graduating next year. I was like, well, you'd have to come to MPK for you to be able to graduate. So he started coming. And he did graduate a few years ago. And he's been coming here to church with me for the last few years. And I just want to thank you as a church for the way that you have had conversations with him, included him. He's often here and around the building. He's just got such a kind heart. He chips in to help. If he sees that something needs to be packed away or tidied up or the computers are not working, he'll jump in and help. Just yesterday, he was here helping me set up this stage, running around finding spanners and all sorts of things. He's felt included and a sense of belonging in our family here at church. But more than that, he's come to follow Jesus. It's such a joy to have youth leaders and his mentors in MPK, because he still continues to serve there with the kids ministry, to guide him and teach him about following Jesus. So thank you. Days like this are really significant. When kids can be involved, they have a sense of belonging. It's important that we celebrate the traditions of who Jesus is. We celebrate Christmas and these graduations, these rites of passage. They're spiritual markers as our children move up from where they've been into the next age group, as we pray that their faith will continue to grow. We share the news of Jesus and we see lives being transformed as they trust in him. God trusted the shepherds to tell others the news of Jesus. I wonder what this story of the shepherds has meant for you today. I'm going to give you a few minutes to either discuss with those around you or to personally reflect on the shepherds. If you've got children with you, you might want to have a chat with them, or if you're comfortable with those next to you. And I wonder what multiple answers you have for these three questions. What does the story of the shepherds tell you about God? Who he is and what he does? What does this story tell you about people? And what might God be saying to you today? I wonder what you'll do about that. So let's use this time to let God speak to each one of us. Have a chat or think if you'd like to. You might like to continue those conversations throughout the rest of the day. Great questions to ask about any passage that we read. Let me pray. Amazing Heavenly Father, what an unusual plan you had, sending your son as a baby in a humble manger, having angels announce his arrival to a bunch of stinky shepherds. And yet, the beauty of this story. In this, we understand more of who you are. We understand more about the people of our world and your great love for us. Lord, I believe that you have spoken to us today. There is something that you want us to do about that. So as we reflect on the shepherds, we also know that you are our good shepherd. Guide us as we choose to follow you. As we read in your word to the Hebrews, we echo Paul's prayer. Let us offer through Jesus a continual praise to you, God, proclaiming our allegiance to you. May your peace and power demonstrated in our Lord Jesus, our great shepherd, equip us with everything good for doing your will. And may you work in us what is pleasing to you, Lord God. And I pray your news will bubble up in conversation, that we will share who you are with others. Like the shepherds, we will go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ, our Savior, has arrived. That we will invite someone, show us who, and give us courage to invite them and welcome them into our services. But more than that, into a relationship with you, Jesus. May the joy of knowing you overflow in our lives. We ask that all the glory be yours for now and forever. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast brought to you from Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. Our prayer is that what was said today inspires you and strengthens you in your faith. If you would like to talk to someone about what you've heard today, you can contact the team during office hours on the number you can find on our website at mounties.org.au. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to having your company again soon. God bless.